All right, so here's the thing about irresistible grace. They believe that those who are elect, you know, it's as soon as they believe on Christ, it's like they're the elect. Well, how do you know I'm on the elect? Because you believed on Christ. You've repented of your sin. You decided to follow. You have a desire for God. That's the elect. That's like me saying, what if I came up to Mark and I said, I knew you were going to be here. He's like, how did you know? Because you're here. What? I mean, did you find out? Or how about DJ? DJ's first time here. It's like, what if I never met DJ in my life and I said, DJ, I knew today was the day you were going to come. How did you know? Because you're here. I mean, you can't win with that, right? It's like, but I mean, did someone tell? No. I can confirm it just by the fact that you're here, that I know, that I knew that you were going to be here. I mean, that's a stupid reasoning that they use, right? So they'll say those who are elect because they just show up because they're in church, they're repenting of their sins, and they're like, God knows that they would be elect. Why? Because they're doing God's will. That's how we know that they're elect. Well, here's something funny about that, because Calvinists, obviously, they hold they're pro-Israel too, right? Yeah. And they believe the Jews are God's elect, right? Well, what does the Bible say? He came into his own, the elect, and his own received them not. Amen. Where's the irresistible grace there? It was very resistible is what it was. There goes that doctrine.